The upper part of the barn where you could store the hay would be the
loft.
Did you ever see, this would be before you were born, but, or I guess some real old-fashioned farmers would, back before the days of baling hay, they'd cut the hay and they'd rake it up in little piles.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear a special name for those little piles?
No.
Did you ever hear a cockadoodle or shock?
Never.
And a way of keeping hay outside, you could put it in a, you know, big...
A barn?
Or just outside, out in the open.
Mm-hmm.
You could stick a pole down and...
No, they never use that here.
Did you ever hear a name for that?
No, they never use that name here.
Did you ever hear a haystack or hay?
Oh, haystack, but to me a haystack is where they had the bales, you know, mm-hmm. and they stacked the bales in a field and then cover them with something,
mm-hmm.
with a tarpaulin or something to keep them dry.
It's not just loose.
No, not loose. But ironically, they've invented a new machine where now all the farmers around here stack their hay loose. Did you know that?
Is it kind of rolled?
Rolled up.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's the old method, see? They don't cover anything. They're going right back to what they did 200 years ago.
What do they call those?
I don't know. I never have heard of a haystack.
Uh-huh. And a building used to store grain would be called a
shed.
Did you ever hear of a granary or a granary?
No.
And
I mean, I've heard of it, but they didn't use that here.
What did you hear it called?
A shed, a grain shed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Small fenced-in area where you could shut the cows up for milking. You call that a maybe makeshift.
Place. Yeah, that. The word just escapes me right now. A pen.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear that called a cow pen?
Yeah. Just more commonly though, around here, a pen.
Uh-huh. Rather than.
Than a specific.
And a big commercial place where they could sell milk and butter and so forth would be a
dairy.
Did you ever hear that word dairy used to mean anything else? Like a small building out in the yard where you could store milk and butter?
No.
Where would people keep milk and butter before they had refrigerators?
In their ice box.
What about before that?
In their would it be one of these little wooden you know, things for your kitchen with a screen in the front? What do you call that? I don't know. I can't answer that.
You think
it's safe? A safe, yeah.
Do you remember seeing those around here?
Oh, yes, uh-huh.
Where would people keep potatoes or turnips during the winter?
Well, when you say that, it comes to mind that I remember down at Magnolia Plantation, they always kept their potatoes, turnips, and things like that under the house was raised, you know, up high.
On blocks?
No, they didn't use the basement. We call it. It was, you know, bricked in all the way around. It was just like dark rooms under there.
Mm-hmm.
And they used that for storage.
What do they call that?
A basement.
Did you ever hear a cellar?
Oh, yeah, cellar. A cellar around here is something under the ground.
Mm-hmm. Do they have one up here?
Very few. A few, yeah.
What do they use it for?
They used them primarily, they were wine cellars here. Nearly always, not for food.
So they were
to keep your wine cool, yeah. No new house has cellars here at all, ever.